But right now, it's time for the final date night of 2019. Joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar, to talk about cool things that we can do in the community and encourage other people to do them as well. How are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Happy early New Year celebration.
Is it an early New Year? I mean, it's early for us, but like early, most of the world has already celebrated New Year's.
Listen, we're hyper-local.
So, that's right.
So early happy New Year.
I was thinking about this earlier today when I was listening to national and international news reports about, oh, they're celebrating in Taiwan, they're celebrating in Moscow and whatever. I remember back in 20 years ago now, 1999, when everyone was so worried about Y2K.
Right.
Like by the time midnight finally rolled around in the Eastern time zone, like all of that was out the window because we'd already had like 18 New Year's celebrations and everything was totally fine.
Well, I mean, some people did, but you know that there was like dedicated diehards that were in their basement, radios off, TVs off, avoiding all spoilers. I just want to see what happens when it happens at midnight local time.
Because, you know,
it's a rolling effect.
Yeah. And stay off the internet.
Yeah, you know. And I like to think that some people were delightfully surprised.
I hope so, yeah.
I spent 1999 in the basement of a church for New Year's Eve, just like weirdly enough. Probably first and only time I've celebrated New Year's hanging out like with high schoolers in the basement. Can't tell you why we were there. Don't know what we were doing.
Were you surrounded by provisions and supplies? Was this a Y2K thing?
Is pizza and like soda a provision?
Oh, the soda might be. That stays good for a while.
Until you open it, then it's flat immediately.
Yeah, I mean,
we were good for at least like 3 days.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
So
what are your New Year's resolutions for?
I'd like to sit here and tell you, you know, I'm gonna start working out and I'm gonna eat better.
You don't want to sit here and tell me any of those things.
But I'm not gonna do any of those things. So my New Year's resolution is not to lie about having like bona fide like New Year's resolutions, and instead I'm just gonna like focus on like advancing the career and feeding the cats and not yelling at Banjo for climbing on things as much as I have in 2019.
You love yelling at Banjo for climbing on things.
It should be his resolution
not to climb on so many things.
Yeah, I think his resolution is to be the center of attention more.
Yeah, that's fair.
But how about you? I got a list.
I know you've got a laundry list. I'm excited. I got a laundry list of like writing projects and travel plans that I want to knock out. This is what I do for my New Year's resolution. I don't make it a resolution to like improve myself in any way.
Drink less, eat better, work out anymore.
Yeah. My New Year's thing is always to sit down and make a list of the things I want to accomplish in the following year and then try to knock off as much of that as possible. I did real good 2019.
Yeah, there was a bit of a sprint at the end. And start knocking some things out.
There's always a little bit of a sprint.
Yeah, I mean, but we got there.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean you. I get to share in your reflected glory.
I think it's better to sprint at the end of the year and finish all of your New Year's resolutions than it is to like start out at the sprint in January and then tire yourself out by the 14th and then just not bother for the rest of the year.
Have that gym membership just collecting dust for the other 11 months because you've gone too hard the first 2 weeks.
Better to not have a gym membership.
That's what my resolution is, to not have a gym. Yeah.
I think it's a good resolution to not do things. Yeah. That's very easy to achieve.
I'm very good at not doing things, as it turns out. But yeah, I look forward to like seeing you check things off your list, supporting you from the sidelines, pizza roll and cocktail in hand.
Pizza roll, really?
Yeah.
I've got a suggestion for a New Year's resolution.
Okay, this is great. Let's hear it. No pizza rolls?
Fewer pizza rolls.
Okay, done.
Yes.
Yeah. Cocktail in hand. It's going to be great.
Maybe just
Happy 2020.
Maybe just like cocktail and like a croissant, perhaps.
Can we just like croissant and mimosa?
I'll try to knock this out in the morning so this makes sense.
Can we make a New Year's resolution to not like do like really bougie French pronunciations of things? Croissant.
How do you pronounce that word in a non-French and bougie way?
Croissant. Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
That's like the Hot Pockets version of a croissant.
Yeah. But achievable things for 2020, yes, yeah. Because we're always going to say croissant because it's fun. Like, you and I are going to do things in 2020. What do you want us as a date night couple to do?
I want to start knocking out places that we haven't been yet in the Triangle.
Get out of our, like, routine, like, do new things.
We keep talking about Brewery Bavana in Raleigh. And is it okay to say Bavana? Is that... is that too bougie?
As long as there's not like
an
invisible
better?
W in there, I think we're fine. It's just that R into a W that I think I've got a problem.
So croissant would be fine.
Croissant would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So croissant is not
croissant is
gotcha.
Too much.
Okay.
That's a pinky up food, and my resolution is to eat less pinky up foods in 2020.
That is not your resolution at all.
Okay. So
your resolution, if anything, is to eat more pinky up food.
Can I eat a pizza roll with the pinky up?
Sure.
All right. Good. So yeah, Brewery Bravo sounds great. I think that we've talked about this before, but actually going to Crude and doing a bitters class would be fun, because
these are both Raleigh things.
There's a lot of Raleigh things. I think part of the resolution should just be get out of our Durham and Chapel Hill Carrboro like bubble.
Yeah.
And go and do things like in the surrounding areas on the weekend.
Is there anything west of here that we ought to do? I want to go, this is an outdoor activity. I want to go and walk the old Speedway in Hillsboro. I've never actually seen that. I've heard about it. I've talked about it, but I've never actually been there. So I'd like to do that.
Yeah. I think in terms of things west of here, that I would still consider local, there's, and I'm just going to put scare quotes around it, Mebbin.
Oh, yes.
You know, like there's the downtown table.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of other lovely businesses.
Downtown
in
Table,
Mebbin,
I think, is good. Yeah.
But I don't know any of them because.
And then west of that is just a vast nothingness of wasteland.
There's a coat factory in Burlington. and I think there's a convention center in Greensboro. But beyond that, you know, it's. It's just a big black box to me. So maybe resolution is to learn more about our surrounding
about
community.
Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, we could go all the way west to like Asheville.
We could.
And check that out again. We didn't get there this year.
We didn't, no.
Yeah.
We've kind
That's
of broken
more than
the...
a date night. That's more of a date overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. And at a certain point in time, like if we're talking Asheville, like you've just kind of opened up everything that's like a 4 to 6 hour drive away.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Although, if it takes you 6 hours to drive to Asheville, you probably shouldn't have gone there that weekend.
We're probably stopping at that convention center.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, so what is your 4 to 6 hours away, then?
I think going to D.C. and finally doing the fancy, like, multi-course cocktail and food, or multi-course food and cocktail, depending on which one you're at, would be really good.
Yeah, we should do that.
Because I missed out on Gin World a couple years ago, and I'm still a little
Gin
salty
World was
about
so
it.
So nice.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Oh, it was a lovely place.
Yeah, I still don't believe it's real.
Lovely and magical.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, do that. We've done Charleston and Savannah. I think we've knocked out together in the past a lot of the 4 to 6 hour things.
We've not done D.C., though. We should make D.C. a thing.
We've not done D.C., yeah. D.C. can go on the everlasting list. what I like about, like D.C., like, in addition to it being, like, 4 and 6 hours, is, like, D.C. has a clear centerpiece, and it's mini bar, and because you have to, like, get reservations...
You're the first person who's ever made that the center of a D.C.
I
vacation.
I am not the first.
None of the Smithsonian places, not the Mall, not the Lincoln Memorial, not the White House or the Capitol Building. We are hitting the bar.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. I want fancy cocktails and food. Everybody knows this about me. History schmistry. I can read about that in Wikipedia. What I can't do is drink 5 different cocktails made by, like, fancy bartenders. But
fair.
But, like, the reason that this is, like, a good idea is because, you know, we go to Bar Mini or Mini Bar. They're the kind of bougie places you have to get your tickets, like, 3 months in advance and not, like, 2 months and 30 days in advance. So what, like, it enables me to do is actually take that trip. There's a lot of places we've been talking about going for years, but we have no set agenda.
Right.
So it's just like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if at some point in time in the future we did, like, Boston up to Maine.
Right.
Because there's no wrapper around that. we'll just go a little later, and we'll go a little later. And all of a sudden, it's the end of 2019, and we never took that trip.
So your New Year's resolution is also to make a reservation for some restaurant in Boston or Bar Harbor, or Boston and then Bar Harbor to give us a bookend.
And then you have to, like, go at that point in time. You have to ask for time off at work. You have to make plans happen. You know, we're all good, but it's the nebulousness of these things that kills trips for me.
So the real resolution for you in 2020 is to be less nebulous.
Yes. My resolution for 2020 is to take those, like, cloudy plans that are amorphous and make them slightly more amorphous so that we actually go out and do them.
So amorphous plans for
2020. Amorphous plans for 2020. And then in 2021, I look forward to actually doing those things. But 2020 is the year where we get these things all lined up and ready to go so that we can do these things we've been talking about for years before I turn 40.
Every time I hear about UNC Sports announcing that, like, in 2028 and 2030, we're going to do a home-and-home football series with some team or other, I always admire the optimism in this deeply pessimistic world that we live in, where everyone thinks the sky is falling and the world's going to end tomorrow, that we're making plans for 8 or 9 years down the road. And I appreciate the fact that we're already making plans for 2021. It's heartwarming in a way.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
2021's
going to be great. We'll go to Wegmans, we'll shop there, and then we'll make plans for future trips.
And then in 2022, we'll talk about, gosh, man, there's no good grocery stores anymore. That Wegmans has just gone downhill.
And that is date night for 2019, Brad Bednar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.